she pointed at the image on the datapad. There was a chain of islands and coastlines clustered in one part of the world.
See this ring here?
Natua drew a finger along the chain, starting near Upixar's south pole, going up through its equator toward the north pole, and then down again.
The ancient Sith call this the Circle of Visions. The rest of the planet went undeveloped, while they focused all their attention on 5 specific sites along this circle.
Why was that area so special?
Mistara asked.
The abundance of volcanoes,
Natua replied promptly.
Yeah, that sounds about right for the Sith, jumping into volcanoes, said Ben softly to Vestara,
his voice playful. She shoved him, but she was smothering a smile.
More specifically,
Natua continued,
they valued what the volcanoes left behind. Volcanic caves, caverns, tubes, all formed when lava continued to flow beneath a top layer that cooled faster, forming a crust. The Sith thought these caves significant, and when they ventured to explore them, many Sith suffered hallucinations.
From various fumes contained in the caves? Asked Jaina.
No.
Natua shook her head, her fingers tapping on the console to call up another holographic image. It was a sort of insect, with 6 legs, a multi-sectioned body, antennae, and what looked like a 2-pronged tail extension. Ben's eyes widened.
I know what that is, he said solemnly.
Vestara glanced at him.
You do?
He nodded.
It's a bug. Your sense of humor is almost as bad as Jason's was, muttered Jaina.
Ben smiled a little. He realized that he was starting to let Jason Solo replace Darth Kydus in his mind, and in his heart, and he was glad of it. Of course, ever since Vestara had told him she wanted to become a Jedi, and they had begun exploring what relationship meant, he'd felt happier and more confident than he had in a long, long time.
What type of bug, Natua? Jaina asked.
It's a variety of Diplura, a type of hexapod, which is a...
Natua looked at the blank expressions around her and smiled a little.
A bug. Variations of Diplurans are found on almost all habitable worlds. It's this particular species that is interesting. During various parts of its life cycle, it excretes a certain fluid rich with pheromones. These pheromones happen to be a powerful hallucinogen for some mammalian species. From what records survive, the hallucinations were terrifying.
And of course, the Sith believed it was the work of the dark side,
said Vestara.
Was it, in part?
Asked Ben. Natua nodded.
Yes to both. At first, the Sith had no idea what was going on. Later, once they understood, they deemed the volcanic caves special places and conducted initiations and other rites of passage without protection from the pheromones. The caves were, if not a dark side nexus precisely, definitely a site in which the dark side flourished. Centuries of rituals imbued with the power of fear and anguish induced by the pheromones only strengthened that. Also, while the Sith did not live in the lava tubes, their interactions with the bugs became the foundation of their culture. They dwelled close to the 5 major places where they performed their mysteries. Each settlement was located near an elaborate lava cave system that had a specific focus.
She indicated various areas on the image as she spoke.
The one located here, near its south pole, was for cold rites, presumably focusing on tempering emotions, hardening hearts, and so on. The one on the equator, for rites of fire. This might be where the Sith focused on their anger and passions and how to use them to serve the dark side. However, I believe that this one here, in a very temperate zone, the one that hosted what was called the High Rites, might be the most significant area to explore. Only the highest ranking Sith, the one strongest in the Force, conducted rituals here. And correspondingly, the most powerful Sith on Upixar lived only a few kilometers away from this cave system, in a city that lies in the shadow of a dormant volcano.